Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Senate confirms Barrett for Supreme Court. We have the story.
Wichita drivers face the winter weather. I'm Dan O'Neill.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday. Yesterday, we got to 30 for the high in Wichita. That was the coldest October 26th in 63 years. It stays cold with more precipitation today. Our forecast coming up.
The Supreme Court has a new justice. The Senate has confirmed President Trump's nominee for the high court.
The Senate's Republican majority overcame Democrat objections to confirm Judge Amy Coney Barrett on a 52-48 vote.
This is one of the most brilliant, admired, and well-qualified nominees in our lifetime.
Majority Leader Mitch McConnell told his Republican colleagues they should be proud of the confirmation vote. Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer calls it a dark day in the Senate.
Let the record show that tonight, the Republican Senate majority decided to thwart the will of the people.
Barrett's confirmation is expected to tilt the Supreme Court to the right with a 6-3 conservative majority. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Crews have been treating the streets and highways of South Central Kansas after Monday's blast of snow, drizzle, and cold temperatures. The National Weather Service reports 1.3 inches of snow depth near Wichita's Eisenhower Airport. That's a record for the date, with readings of 1.5 to 2 inches common across much of South Central Kansas. And we can expect more of the same today, at least through the first part of the day. And Wichita crews have been out since midnight Monday morning, putting down a salt and sand mixture on area roads.
With each pass, the trucks lay down roughly 600 tons of the mix. But even with the snowplows on the streets, driver Elizabeth Hancock tells KSN News, it's still a challenge to get around.
They were pretty bad when I first got out and went over to Mass. I was slipping and sliding.
With refreezing overnight, drivers are urged to remain cautious when on area streets and roads. All 60 trucks will be working around the clock through at least Wednesday morning. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
The Sedgwick County District Attorney's Office, in cooperation with the Wichita Police Department and Sedgwick County Sheriff's Department, has opened an investigation into an attack ad involving lawmakers. A lawsuit claims Sedgwick County Commissioner Michael O'Donnell, Wichita City Council member James Clendenin, and Representative Michael Capps attempted to defame Mayor Brandon Whipple by creating a false attack during his run for the mayor last year. Monday afternoon, the Wichita Chamber of Commerce and Wichita Regional Chamber Political Action Committee released a statement saying they condemn the actions of Capps, Clendenin, and O'Donnell relating to the fabricated attack video. Coronavirus cases are spiking across the U.S., Fox's Jonathan Seri reports.
The U.S. is averaging 70,000 new coronavirus cases each day and broke records with more than 83,000 on Friday and Saturday. El Paso, Texas has opened a temporary hospital at the Civic Center to handle an influx of patients. The county judge has imposed a 10 p.m. curfew that carries a $500 fine for violations. Cases are rising from the Texas border to the farms of Minnesota. According to news reports in Utah, some mothers are taking to social media, urging parents against testing their children in an an effort to keep COVID numbers artificially low so that schools can remain open.
According to Johns Hopkins University, there are over 8 million coronavirus cases and more than 225,000 COVID-related deaths in the U.S. Kansas has reported record highs for its seven-day rolling averages of new COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations. A spokesman for Governor Laura Kelly says she was considering calling the legislature into a special session to impose a statewide mask mandate. Kelly spokesman Sam Coleman confirmed that the governor planned to meet with top legislative leaders today by Zoom to discuss how the state can impose a mandate for people to wear masks in public. Kansas is seeing its largest surge in new coronavirus cases of the pandemic, with an average of 815 new cases and 32 new hospitalizations a day for the 7 days ending Monday. KNSS News Time now, 8:05, 5 minutes past 8 o'clock. Ted Woodward Sports coming up. Ted's going to tell us about Monday Night Football. Two firefighters have been injured in a fast-moving fire in Southern California. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted.
Station.
The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted, now 8:09, 9 minutes past 8 o'clock. For several weeks, Wichita hospitals have been accepting COVID-19 patients from other Kansas counties and even other states. Wichita Mayor Brandon Whipple tells KNSS News it's a challenge for local health care.
We're seeing our hospital beds get treating patients from the outskirts, not just from other counties that took really no precautions, but also from cities that are really just kind of blowing up right now, including Oklahoma City. We have some patients last I checked from Texas.
Whipple commented during Mondays with the mayor on the Steve and Ted of the Morning Show on KNSS. Two firefighters injured in a fire in Southern California.
A fast-moving fire south of Los Angeles started Monday during a Santa Ana wind event and forced thousands of people out of their homes. Orange County Fire Chief Brian Fennessy says a 26-year-old and 31-year-old firefighter have been badly injured.
One has 65% burns, both second and third degree. The second has 50%, both second and third degree burns. Both are intubated at this time.
He says the winds were so severe they had to ground firefighting aircraft. Thankfully, as of Monday evening, no homes had burned. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
And in Washington State, several so-called murder hornet's nests have been removed.
Scientists fear there may be more, but crews were able to remove 98 Asian giant hornets after nests were discovered near the Canadian border in Washington State. 13 were captured live in a net, while 85 others were vacuumed up. State agriculture workers have been searching for nests since the first murder hornets were caught earlier this year in Washington. They are an invasive insect. A small group can wipe out an entire honeybee hive in a matter of hours. And although rare, the murder hornets are capable of killing humans. Tom Graham, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:11, 11 minutes past 8 o'clock.
We're getting lots of reports of slide-offs and slippery conditions on the Wichita roadways out there right now. Wichita Police tweeting, sleet coming down hard this morning, plus cold temperatures causing slick spots. Slow down, be careful, and buckle up. And that's what we're saying out there today. Traffic conditions just not very good. Things very slippery out there. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. As a disturbance tracks from central Oklahoma into southeast Kansas, that will bring us another wintry mix of precipitation, some sleet, freezing rain, and snow today. We already have some slick spots on the road. Our high this afternoon, 34. Freezing drizzle possible tonight, our low 31. And rain will be likely Wednesday with a high 42. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now cloudy, 27 degrees, north wind at 13 miles per hour. The Monarch is back open for dine-in 7 days a week with limited seating inside and on the patio. The Monarch in Delano. 8:12, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And is that right? 6 days until Election Day, and the candidates are out there trying to get some persuasion going for last-minute people to make up their minds. Fox News Radio's Tanya J. Powers with us this morning as we count down to Election Day. Tanya, good morning to you.
Good morning.
What should we think about all this? Some of us are saying, you know, I'm going to be happy when this is all over with. What do you think?
Well, it's been a long time coming, honestly, because, I mean, think about it. You have now it is like a year and a half of campaigning. I mean, no joke, because you have people who, you know, announce very, very early in campaigns now. So for like a year and a half, you have debates, you have, you know, primaries, you have caucuses, you have all this stuff leading up to the big day, which is next week. And we're almost there. It seems like it's been going on for 10 years, but just this one election cycle. But, yeah, we've almost gotten to the end of it. And more people are apparently motivated to get out and go to the polls this year than we've seen in a very long time. Already more than 62 million Americans have already cast ballots in early voting. I'm seeing some projections of overall turnout between early voting and Election Day could surpass 150 million votes, which is just amazing when you think about it. You know, this kind of engagement, we don't normally see really, really high voter turnout like that. But apparently this year is going to be one of those years when we do. I know you guys have early voting there running through November 2nd at noon, right? It ends
right
at noon? Or
I think so. Yeah, I tell you, I have not paid much attention because my wife and I voted by mail last week. So I'm not keeping track of that deadline, but yeah.
And Kansas is a voter ID state, too.
Yes.
Am I right on that?
Right. True.
Okay. So. Yeah, because I've been doing, like, some research on which states, you know, require voter ID and you know, who has early voting, who doesn't. Some states don't have it at all. You know, a lot of states do at this point. We finally got it here in New York City, which is why you've been seeing the headlines about early voting in New York, because we've only had it for about, I guess, a couple of years.
Yeah.
Well, so it's been a relatively new thing here, too.
Well, this, the voting by mail and all of this has kind of – some people have been critical of this and don't trust it and whatever. What's your feeling? You think we'll have a election night, we're going to have an answer on this, or do you think it's going to go on for a little while longer after that?
I think – I mean, I'm going to side with what I have heard, you know, political analysts who know more way more about this than I do. I think they're correct in saying if it is a landslide one way or the other, we might know quicker than not. But, I mean, you have some states – think about it like this. We don't have one election. We have, you know, every state and you know, place that votes has its own election.
Sure.
And we all – and
sure,
we all send in the tally and go, okay, well, this is who won. So, you know, some states will be able to continue counting ballots as long as they're postmarked by Election Day. Some states can do that several days afterwards. There have been a rash of lawsuits, actually, in several states from the RNC and other Republican outlets to get some of this curtailed, you know, and make the votes count quicker to, you know, more in line with Election Day and to stop then. And some of those have been successful and some haven't. So you have different states that have different, you know, ideas. I don't know that we're going to have any true, you know, this is who the hands down winner is on election night. I would be prepared for this to go a little further.
Yeah.
But be warned, because there's going to be a lot of misinformation out there. For people saying, oh, well, this person won.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, you know, and some of us remember Bush Gore and that with the hanging chads and all that.
Yeah.
That went for a while. And finally, the Supreme Court had to come in and get involved in it. But, yeah.
And remember, the electors are the ones who actually, I mean, you've got the popular vote, but the electors are the ones who actually say this is the person who is the winner of this state or
right,
that state. They don't actually have to put their stuff in until 41 days after the election. That's the way it's set up.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, it's like the second Monday after the third Wednesday or the whatever in December. That's the way it's written. So they actually have 41 days before the electors make it actually official. You get media projections and stuff like that, which are usually right down the middle, especially you know, when they come from the Associated Press about, you know, projecting who won. But it's not official until the electors actually put that in. I've been reading a lot. It's fascinating.
So it seems a little bit like the pandemic. Nobody really has an answer.
There's a lot to know. Honestly.
Okay. Thank you for being with us. We appreciate it. That's, of course, Fox News Radio's Tanya J. Powers helping out with the election today. 8:17 now, Steve and Ted. Yesterday's high, 30 degrees. Ted Woodward is bundled up in his mountain retreat there, but he's with us this morning. Right, Ted?
Oh, yeah.
How you feeling today? Feeling better?
I'm feeling pretty good today.
Okay. Well, it's good to have you back on the air with us. We're letting him do some sportscasts this morning, so we want to make sure he remembers how to do that. And
yeah, that's the whole key. Huh?
It's kind of like riding the old bicycle, though. If you've done radio, you don't forget that much. But
I guess it's a learning curve again. Did stay up late last night and caught the Monday night football game.
Yeah.
Maybe you listened to it on KFH. Good matchup.
Really was.
Between the Los Angeles Rams and the Chicago Bears in L.A. last night. And, boy, the Rams were ready to go. Defense, fantastic. Special teams was amazing. And got enough offense to win the game, too, including a score late in the third quarter from the starting tight end for the Rams. And that's Gerald Everett, who played at Hutchinson Community College. Some of the action from the game last night from ESPN. You heard it on KFH.
Goss for Gerald Everett, and he walks into the end zone. Touchdown, Rams!
Gerald Everett with a 12-yard touchdown catch late in the third quarter to cap off the scoring for the Rams, whose defense just did the job the rest of the way. Wasn't even as close as the final score indicated. Rams 24, Bears 10. The Bears the only team to score there in the fourth quarter. The Rams, Gerald Everett, four catches on the night, including that touchdown catch you heard right there. The Rams win leaves both teams with a record of 5-2, as there are a lot of good records throughout the NFC. The World Series, Major League Baseball, the season could end tonight. The Los Angeles Dodgers are up over the Tampa Bay Rays. Let's get a preview of tonight's Game 6 of the World Series.
The LA Dodgers come into Game 6 of the World Series tonight with a 3-2 series advantage and a chance to lock up their first championship since 1988. They'll send Tony Gonsolin to the mound for the start, and he's prepared to rise to the occasion as best he can.
You know, I'm going to go out there and I'm going to throw the ball as long as I can, as best as I can for, or until Doc decides that I'm done.
As for the Tampa Bay Rays, they're trying to force a Game 7 tomorrow in the Fall Classic to continue their chase for their first title in franchise history. Blake Snell will go to the hill for them.
However I want to look at it or, you know, make it look, it's going to be the same. We need to win that game. So, I'm just, you know, I'm excited.
First pitch in Game 6 of the World Series for the Rays and Dodgers coming up shortly after 8 p.m. Eastern. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
And we'll have live coverage of Game 6 of the World Series from Arlington, Texas. And that coverage will begin at 6:30 this evening. You can listen to that live on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. We do have some college men's basketball news, as we now have a clearer picture of the schedule for the Kansas and Kansas State men. K-State will begin its season first on Thanksgiving week. K-State will play a couple of home games in Manhattan, sandwiched around Thanksgiving Day. K-State will open up on Wednesday before Thanksgiving, hosting Drake, and then the day after Thanksgiving on Friday, hosting Colorado. So a couple of games in late November for K-State. And Kansas will not open its season until the month of December. The Kansas Jayhawks will play Kentucky in the Champions Classic. That will be at a neutral site that is still yet to be determined. KU will play its first home game on December 5th. Both KU and K-State will begin conference play in mid-December. Of course, the Kansas Jayhawks have 9 letter winners, including 3 starters, back from a team that was ranked number 1 in the nation last year before the NCAA tournament got canceled because of COVID-19. And a happy birthday today to a couple of former infielders for the Kansas City Royals. Bip Roberts. What a great name. Former Royals second baseman Bip Roberts is 57 today. Played for the Royals a couple of years in the mid-90s. Batted .309 for the Royals back in 1997, and they traded him.
Wow.
Had a 12-year career, batted .294 in his career.
That's a good average.
Yeah, Bip Roberts. I didn't realize he had that high an average. Yeah. Bip Roberts is 57, and another former Royals infielder birthday today. UL Washington is 67 today. Born in Stringtown, Oklahoma, in the southeast part of Oklahoma. UL Washington had a nice stint with the Royals for 8 years in the 70s and 80s, including the 1980 World Series, when the Royals won their first ever American League pennant. Happy birthday to UL Washington. You might remember him as the guy with the toothpick in his mouth when he played. He was 60. It's his birthday today, as he is 67. And that's sports with Stephen Ted.
Now, was he a switch hitter? I can't remember.
UL,
was he?
I don't know.
I don't remember.
We'll have to research that.
Huh. Yeah, he always had that toothpick in his mouth.
Oh, yeah. Trademark.
What was that infielder's name with the long name, the Italian name?
Buddy Biancalana.
Well, there's a mouthful. All right. Happy birthday, UL Washington.
Yeah.
Thank you, Ted. 622 now with Steve and Ted. Stay here for the Hannity Morning Minute. Plenty of enthusiasm for President Trump, says Sean. That's coming up. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.